Hi, how are all of you? And happy Easter. Did the Easter Bunny come yet? Yes, he came to our house too. Oh boy, there's always exciting things. Karens? Oh, those would be something neat. Well, we can sure tell it's Easter, can't we? We can tell it's Easter because of all the pretty colors, all the flowers. Okay, listen. I lost them already. I got something really cool here. Now, I got stuff. I got all kinds of stuff. In fact, I got a lot of Easter stuff here. And I actually have a real Easter egg. A real one. Okay? Now, when you look at these, don't touch. Be careful. This is not a real Easter egg, is it? Now, this is something that the Easter Bunny brings, or maybe you can go to the store and buy that, right? That's not a real Easter egg. Okay? This one is not a real Easter egg, is it? It's a plastic one. That has Cody's name on it. Cody, did the Easter Bunny bring that to you this morning?
Yes.
And if you open it up, there's goodies inside. Isn't that cool? No, that's not a real Easter egg. Look at some of these others. You know, Ayla, can you move over here? Because I'm going to do something here, and I don't want to get you all messed up. Got to set something down. Sing if you like. This is not a real Easter egg. Okay? I can shake that. You feel that? Okay? And if I crack it, look. There's a real egg, isn't it? Yeah. That's not a real Easter egg. That could be a real Easter egg?
No.
Well, you know what? This one's not either. That's, I crack that, I can open it up, and there's something inside, right? Hard boiled egg.
Yeah.
Though I like hard boiled egg. This one right here?
Yeah.
Yes! That's a real Easter egg. Now, looks like the other one. Because think about what Easter is. Easter, what have we been singing about? Christ arose, right? This has been Holy Week, and we've gone through Monday, Thursday. We've had the Last Supper. Unfortunately, Friday was when Jesus was crucified. He died, he was buried. He was put in a tomb. Big rock covered it. And on the third day, because Friday was the first day, Saturday is the second day, and Sunday, today is the third day. And he arose. You can find eggs later. Look at this one now. When?
That's right.
We're getting to the climax here, man. This is the best part. I've been practicing this week. This is the real egg because when they went to the tomb, what was there? Nothing. That is the correct answer. And when I crack this open, what do you find?
Nothing.
Wow.
That is the real Easter egg. Amen. Because that shows us that Jesus on the third day rose to be with God. And we know that He is our Savior and will care for us forever.
Amen.
All right, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for these precious children, and we thank You for Easter, and we thank You for You being a part of our lives each and every day. In this we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, don't leave. I've got some from Matt.
Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone, and he sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
This is the word of God for we the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. Thank you, Bob. You may be seated. Pray with me. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I've been waiting for Easter all season. There has been so much hurt and grief and loss and pain, and there's so much violence and bad news in the world. Today is our day. Today is the Lord's day. Amen? Amen. And this world more than ever needs that message of hope and new life and light in the darkness of Easter. Amen? Amen. Dale, thank you for that great children's message. Man, you had the unction. You had the anointing today. Oh. And I've just been in awe preparing for today's message because we've been in Matthew all spring. We've been walking with Jesus, following him all the way to the cross. And thank you to those of you who are here with us for our Maundy Thursday service. We had a wonderful time. We shared the Lord's Supper together. We were convicted by the Spirit and the Word of God when we realized that all of the disciples deserted Jesus and fled. And while Judas had outwardly betrayed Jesus, they all betrayed him in their heart when they thought that they were going to be the ones that weren't going to betray Jesus. Well, surely not I, Lord. But Jesus said, "You will all desert me. They will strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. And you will all desert me before this night's over. But after the third day, when I am raised, I will go on and I will meet you in Galilee." And here we are in the story. He told them, "Greetings. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." He did it. The Holy Spirit raised him from the dead. Jesus did everything he set out to do that the Father had sent him to do. He came to serve and not be served. He taught us to love one another. He showed us how to love one another by washing his disciples' feet. He taught us what it meant to forgive your enemies when he hung on that cross with his arms open, ready to embrace the whole world. When he cried out, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." And in Matthew's gospel, compared to the other gospels, Matthew's gospel about the resurrection and about his death and his crucifixion and resurrection, it's terrifying. Because my message today is this: Easter is earth-shaking. Easter is earth-shaking. Don't believe me? Go back to Matthew 27. Beginning in verse 45, this is when Jesus is crucified. It says, from noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And when some of the bystanders heard it, they said, this man's calling for Elijah. And at once one of them ran and got a sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. And here's what Matthew tells us what happens when Jesus breathed his last. It says this. At that moment, the curtain in the temple, that is the curtain in the temple that divided the inner temple from the Holy of Holies, was torn in two, torn in half from top to bottom. And then it says, the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And after his resurrection, Matthew says, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. We're talking the Walking Dead here. And most of the time we celebrate Easter with a spring floral aesthetic and pastel colors and eggs and bunnies and things. But Matthew's saying the earth shook, the rocks split, the curtain of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom, and the tombs were open and there was the Walking Dead. How do we go from that to what we see when we walk through Walmart or Dollar General? You know, Easter is earth-shaking. And it says, when the centurion and those who were with him, who were keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, truly, this man was God's son. When they saw earthquake and what had took place, then these unbelievers, these people who hated the Jews, said, these unclean Gentiles, these occupying military centurions, said, truly, this man was God's scum son. They were skeptics, but they weren't skeptics anymore. They couldn't deny what they saw. And when they felt the earth shake beneath them, everything changed. Brothers and sisters, Easter is earth shaking. Amen? Amen. It says, many women were also there looking on from a distance. They followed Jesus from Galilee and provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joseph and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When I was in seminary, I was in a class called Song Lyrics and Theology. It was one of my favorite classes I got to take. And it was a class about history of hymns, and every assignment we had to write a hymn or a song. And it was optional to put music to it. And we were given assignments to write hymns based on different pillars of the faith or different parts of our theology. And one week, he gave us a really strange assignment. He wanted us to study this doctrine known as the harrowing of hell. When we say the Apostles' Creed and we say that he was crucified, died, and was buried, he descended to the dead. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven. But he descended to the dead. That's what the harrowing of hell is about. And what that doctrine is basically about is that when Jesus was in the tomb, he descended to Sheol, the place of the dead, to the kingdom of hell, if you will. And he preached the gospel to all those souls that didn't get to hear the gospel. And those who received the gospel, he led them out of hell, so to speak, and liberated them and rescued them. The earliest doctrine of atonement, of what Christ did for us on the cross, in the early apostolic church, It wasn't what we know today as substitutionary atonement. In other words, Christ died for us. He paid the price for us because we couldn't pay it. There was a transaction that took place between God and the covenant. That's true. But what the early church was most excited about was this doctrine they called Christus Victor. In other words, the victory of Christ over sin and death and evil and the devil. As we were singing, Christ is risen from the dead. That psalm is taken from an Orthodox hymn. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christus Victor. And I think that's what Matthew wanted us to know. That Christ had the victory and the earth shook from his victory. And so here's what I wrote for my song about the harrowing of hell. And I'm not going to sing it because I wrote it to the, it was a parody of the song Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. I don't know how many metalheads there are out here. But here's what I wrote. God's own son hung on death's tree, crucified by hate and blasphemy. He healed the lame and cured disease, made mute mouths speak and blind eyes see. He taught us love. He served us well. He snatched us from the grip of hell with nail-pierced hands and nail-pierced feet. He shouts, Eloi, lama, sabachthani. And darkness suddenly spread through the land as dead ones rose from their graves. The angry crowd's jeers turned into fear as the wrath of God was aflame. The earth shook with force, the world under attack. The veil in the temple was torn right in half. Repent your sin. Lay down your lives. This man you killed, he is the Christ. Jesus descended the depths of Sheol, usurping demonic reign, emerging from hell with death's keys in his hand and captives he freed in his train. The devil and his legion of demons have fell. Jesus has conquered the kingdom of hell. Repent your sin. Lay down your lives. This man you killed, he is the Christ. Repent your sin. Lay down your lives. This man you killed, he is the Christ. And so we come to what Bob read to us. The greatest news of all. Where after the Sabbath, on the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. And suddenly, here it says, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back that heavy stone and sat on it. And his appearance was white like lightning, and on his clothing, white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has as he has said." He has been raised as he has said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he is raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. And there you will see him. This is my message for you. So what do you think happened? Do you think they like danced and rejoiced? No, the earth had shook beneath them. Here's what happened next. They left the tomb quickly, but with fear, with great fear, and with great joy. It was a mixture of terror, and this is terrific! They left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Oh Lord, oh that we would leave that empty tomb quickly with holy fear and with great joy and run to tell the disciples or the yet to be disciples that he is risen. He is risen indeed. And it was when they ran out of that tomb to go tell the disciples, to go to Galilee, while they were running Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, they took hold of his feet. They didn't have anything else to say, so they fell down and they worshiped him as Lord and Savior. When we run out to tell the gospel to others, Jesus will meet us on the way. And when he reveals himself to us, we need to remember that we don't have the words to express our gratitude. The best way we can express our gratitude for our risen Lord and Savior and what he has done for us is to worship him. Amen? Amen. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." You know, in the Bible, it says 365 times, either "fear not" or "do not be afraid." If you did a search for all those, you could take one and say one every day of the year where God says to you, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. He is risen. Go and tell his disciples. Go and tell them the news of Christ is risen and that he will meet you along the way. Just as he has said, go to Galilee." So today, Christ is going to meet us. He's going to meet us here at his table when we come forward and celebrate and proclaim his death and resurrection until he returns with holy and